She's fidgety, but she was always fidgety because she was like a bodybuilder. So I didn't really catch the vibe like I should have, but I kind of had the radio up and she's talking. I'm in the front seat. She's behind me.
Struggle tells his friend to get back in the car, and he gets in the back seat. They take out the money. Struggle says he puts 10 stacks on the dash. Then he makes small talk.
I'm like, each one of these are 10,000. I'm like, how's your daughter doing? Because I know she was having problems with her daughter. And she starts telling me about her daughter. But she's getting real nervous because he just hopped in the back with her. And then she wasn't expecting that. And he's a well-known goon. So she's like, okay, well, I'm going to go get him. And she hops out and strikes off running across the parking lot. Wow. I'm like, oh, hit the spot. I throw the money in there because we had the hidden compartments, like in the dash. I'm sure you've seen those, being where you've been in the trenches. And they're like, why are you flipping out? I'm like, because, bro, it's a wrap. And they're like, what do you mean? Here comes all the cop cars.
So the moment she opened the door and ran out, you knew.
I knew. I knew what it was. Yeah. And they pulled up on us, blocked us all in, take the keys out, throw the keys out the window, get out.